looks exactly like Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah.
And then I couldn't stop looking at this dude, and then he started hitting his vape, and like the security guy came and yelled at him.
So it wasn't Chris Hemsworth.
No.
All right, so Teddy, you're gonna backpack this conversation here, because
oh boy,
you're the guy who's got all the wisdom.
Yeah, just
unload your wisdom on us.
This is the guy that installs the sprinklers. If you need a sprinkler installed, Teddy Coonahan's your guy.
Tony actually doesn't know yet.
Oasis Irrigation. We do commercial and residential in-ground sprinkler system installation and service. So
I only know two guys that are better at installing sprinklers than Teddy. Teddy's both of them.
So I stepped down. I stepped down as the CEO of Amazon.
A humble step down.
Because just CEO, I got too big. You know, once you get so rich, you kind of chase the old life where you want like modest income, modest living, squalor. So
squalor.
I live in squalor and run this. Well, I'm full time. I'm basically this guy's slave. At this sprinkler company.
Teddy.
But yeah, no, hit up.
He's grinding.
Hit up Oasis Irrigation.
Very nice. Yeah,
I won't be doing that.
I have become a full-time Red Dead Redemption 2 streamer.
Really?
Yes, sir.
No one told me.
Well, no one watches it, so.
I think I might have teared up at the end of that game. It was.
Really?
It's so good.
Teddy, do you watch movies? Because these two don't watch movies.
I do. Oh, okay. I try to tell them about movies, and I'm like,
I
guess
Teddy yells at us all the time.
I'll go f*** myself, because like you guys don't watch any movies. They just sit here, stare at the blank TV.
You know, we're talking about Fight Club today.
I said, do you have such and such on this TV? They're like, we don't know. I'm like, how do you not know? They're like, we never use it. I'm like, so you just have it down here. It's a full freaking, what is this, 60-inch TV?
I have no idea.
You didn't even know that either. It's just down here. Could have some cool stuff on it, but no.
I do want to watch Fight Club.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one.
We were talking about that at the office today.
Did you even watch American Psycho, the classic Sigma movie?
No, I'm a beta male.
Oh my god, what about Blade Runner 2049?
I've never seen Blade Runner.
Oh, you got to see.
You know what was good
with what's his face, Ryan Gosling?
Maze Runner was pretty good, from what I remember.
It came out
like in 2014.
In like 2015, because I remember I was like 11, and I was like, it comes out on my birthday. Let's go see it.
Yo, that must have been wild.
You know what movie sucks? Was Batman versus Superman.
Maze Runner.
That movie was dog shit.
Oh, that movie is horrible.
It's so bad. That sounds like you guys watched three movies, and one of them is Batman versus Superman.
one sucks.
Worst movie ever.
That
one sucks.
That movie was terrible. But did you see that movie, though.
Did you see the 4-hour cut of Justice League?
No.
Yeah.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah. I put it on. I was going to try it out, and I fell asleep.
Only good DC movie that's come out in a while was The Batman. That movie was awesome.
The Batman.
It was interesting.
You didn't like it?
I didn't love it or hate it. I felt like it could have been shorter. That was the only thing.
Yeah, probably. I just thought it was a change of pace.
I thought it was good. I thought it was different than like the neo-noir, they call it. Yeah, I liked that. I liked that whole aspect, but it was kind of long. That was my only thing.
American Psycho, the first 30 minutes is absolutely hilarious, and then like right after that, it gets real dark and like isn't funny anymore.
You know what? I think my favorite line is I have to go return some videotapes.
I tell people to like, you know, when he talks to the homeless man, he's like, "You smell like now. Get a goddamn job."
Yeah,
like I think that's the best line.
I feel like you could do a good Patrick Bateman impression.
I've definitely. I think there's a video out there of me reading like the opening monologue for like a full minute on the Snapchat video, and it's me just going through like, "I live at this apartment, blah blah blah. Right. I do 1,000 crunches."
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the guy at the gym who looks just like Patrick Bateman?
Which gym?
Catalyst on French.
French?
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
There's a guy that, you pay attention, he looks just like him. The hair, the face. I think he even wears a shirt sometimes that says, "I love Patrick Bateman."
I think I may have seen a guy with that shirt, like, honestly.
I don't know if it's the same guy or not, but there is a guy at the gym that looks just like him. So.
You guys know Chris Hemsworth, Thor?
Yeah. Yeah.
I was at a Pirates Blue Jays game towards the end of the semester a few weeks ago. I turn my head over to the right. I see this guy. Looks exactly like Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah.
And then I couldn't stop looking at this dude. And then he started hitting his vape, and like the security guy came and yelled at him.
So it wasn't Chris Hemsworth.
No.
No, he would have
really
been
looked
booth.
Like him, though.
You know what movie was really dark was the Joker movie.
Oh, so you've seen that, too.
I have. That one was, like,
big
really
DC
dark.
DC guys.
Yeah, I guess so.
I don't get it.
I didn't like that movie as much. I didn't either. I was, like, I don't really like Joaquin Phoenix. I think he's a weirdo.
I was on a plane coming home from Florida, and it was like the only one that was good because there were two good movies. The one we watched on the way there was the Lego Movie. I rewatched that
movie. Was fun.
It was pretty good. And then I came home and actually built the double decker couch in Minecraft.
I've been itching for a Star Wars Lego set recently.
I
want one so bad, except they're like $100.
Well, Caroline's listening to this.
Caroline, one of our four listeners,
buy me a Star Wars Lego set, but make sure I clear it first, and that's one I want.
Yeah, gotta be specific.
So, Teddy, you're a Star Wars fan?
I am. I've really gotten into it the past like year or so, probably at the start of college, because I started watching the Clone Wars TV show.
Oh yeah, I remember
on
that
Disney Plus, and it also helps at college. My one friend, he actually has a Star Wars podcast. That's, I think they almost got like 1,000 subscribers now. But
we should do that.
We're all
pretty big Star Wars fans.
We should just
fans.
Repost their episodes.
he's my Wikipedia for any Star Wars questions that I have. So shout out 1313 podcast. Give it a listen.
Oh, all right.
But yeah, I watched all the recent shows. Was watching one of the movies yesterday. I've been rewatching all the movies, but yeah, I like it a lot.
Word.
Never got into it.
No, I like the Lego games a lot on the Wii.
The Lego games were awesome.
I hated Lego games.
Really?
Lego Indiana Jones?
That game was great.
That was fun.
Devin and I actually bought the new Lego Star Wars like for the Xbox because they're running some like stupid sale on it. Like we got the Galactic Edition for like $30.
Yeah, and it's like you go through each one of the movies.
Yeah, so she's really into Star Wars. I'm not, but I love Lego games.
Is it similar to the original one on the Wii? Like do you play like similar stuff?
I haven't gotten to that part yet.
I hated Lego games because you always had to like collect the freaking coins and it drove me nuts. I don't know why it was
every
so
single
stupid.
Thing in a Lego game is a coin. Just like break it.
I know. Yeah.
It drove me nuts. You can find coins everywhere.
Oh, I know you could. It's just like it drove me nuts that was one of the parts. Like for some reason it aggravated me. It was weird. It was like 7 and it really pissed me off. I don't know why.
Finding those mini kits was always a pain too.
Oh, that was horrible.
Or like the red bricks or whatever. Like, yeah. That was always tough.
So but. what are you gonna spring for, Teddy?
For the Lego set?
Yeah.
I kind of want like a Republic dropship.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you ever watched the Clone Wars TV show.
Yeah, yeah.
This is your
calling.
It's
like all the ships that the clones are on.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think my favorite like part of Star Wars, the whole like, because there's a giant universe, I probably like the first three movies or like the universe in the first three movies, like when like the Clone Wars and then the Rise of the Sith and like.
So you like the prequel trilogy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There like some of those I think Revenge of the Sith, which is the third one.
Yeah.
That one's my favorite.
Oh, that's the best one.
But I just like the whole like lore around the first three movies and like the fall of the Republic, which leads into the Empire.
I liked them. I liked them as a kid. But you know, I think the thing was is I watched Star Wars so much as a kid because it was like one of the few things I consistently watched. I just don't have like much of a desire now to watch it again. Yeah. Like I had, you know, plenty of Star Wars Lego sets and plenty of the action figures. It was like a big thing for me growing up, and now it's just like, okay. Like I've had my fill.
It just is.
I mean, I'll watch them every now and then, you know, whatever. But
me and my brothers were into it a little bit. Like we loved the third movie. We had like the DS games. I remember playing Pod Racer on the DS.
The DS game. I remember.
Yeah,
that.
Lego Star Wars on the DS. And
that was a wild
that was
time.
Fun, but like we were definitely not too diehard into it. But I probably like am the most into it that I've ever been right now.
Huh. The other thing I like occasionally is I like to watch the Lord of the Rings movies.
Hate them,
really?
Crap! I rewatched three of them during
COVID.
Look at
those beautiful
like,
set
what?
Pieces.
I
look at the landscape.
I'm like, but who cares? The story's trash. Oh, this little hobbit guy's going to take the ring.
Most
like,
fantasy stories are trash. Think about it.
I don't know. I don't get the hype around the
You know what
Rings.
I don't get? Why people like Indiana Jones, like the movies. Like to me, they're just like, eh. They're just like mid.
Yeah.
Like, the first one's good. The Raiders one.
I think the third one's my favorite one.
That's like the
that
I'm
not
into
bad.
Movie starter pack.
The
what kind
the
of movie?
I'm into movies starter pack.
Oh yeah,
it's like, you like
the second
like
base
one.
Level.
Yeah.
The second one I liked, but it was a bit much when the guy reaches into the dude's chest and pulls out his heart, and then they like, it's still beating and they lower him into a fire pit. That one got a bit out there, but
yeah, it's
the
wild.
Third one with his dad where they like recover the Holy Grail and they like fight the Nazis. I thought it was
good. I mean, it's good. It's like a good family movie. I'll give it that. It's just like, I'm not like, people have like obsessions with Indiana Jones the way people have obsessions with Star Wars. And it's just like, I don't understand it.
Lego Indiana Jones is pretty good.
Yeah, it's not bad.
I like that one.
But it's like, there's not as much there. It's not as expanded of a universe as Star Wars is. So it's like, how could you possibly be into something that literally has four movies?
Yeah, it's weird.
It's a little weird. Like, if people
like when
really
the first three Star Wars movies came out, people decided to write like a ton of books. So much crap came out. No one's writing books about Indiana Jones.
Yeah, like if you think about it, like which one, if you had to pick one out of the original trilogy, which is your favorite for Star Wars?
For Star Wars?
Yeah.
The Empire Strikes Back, so the second one. Because I just rewatched all three of those. The first Star Wars movie, actually, I didn't think was really that good.
It's not. I don't really think it's all that good. The Empire is like very good. It's probably the best.
I like that one.
Best.
And then Return of the Jedi is pretty decent, too.
I think it's pretty decent. It oscillates. Like, I know for a fact Empire is definitely a better movie, but sometimes I like Return of the Jedi more. So, like, if you catch me in the mood, I'll be like, yeah, I like the third one the best. Kind of oscillates, though.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys are missing out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys have just been silent this whole time.
I've been on a,
I got nothing to add.
I can't contribute
anything.
Been on a big Sylvester Stallone kick recently.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Plays the same guy in every movie.
Oh, yeah, he literally is. And when he does that face, you know, when he jumps or something, he screams and he
same
makes
with
that
Adam
face.
Sandler. That dude's the same guy in every movie.
Yeah, he literally is. Happy Gilmore's pretty funny, though. You got to watch that one. It's really stupid.
I mean, I probably won't, but I'll say I will.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
You guys seen a lot of Will Ferrell movies? You know who Will Ferrell is?
I know who Will Ferrell is, but I haven't
seen it. Step Brothers?
That Will Ferrell is in every funny movie from, like, the last 20 years.
It's like, it starts in like 2003, 2004,
yeah.
And then it's just a powerhouse after that.
Because I bring this up because I was listening to, this was around the Super Bowl. He was in a Super Bowl ad, and Ben Shapiro the next day was like, yeah, all the Super Bowl ads were terrible. Like, Will Ferrell hasn't been funny since this. And I'm like,
oh, yeah. He was in like a car one, wasn't he?
Yeah.
That
and
was
I'm like,
I laughed at that one.
And
that
I
remember
funny.
That one, yeah.
Ben,
that was funny.
Dude,
yeah.
Will Ferrell has been in every single funny movie. From like the last
Will Ferrell is not funny. Nothing new here.
How about Old School, Wedding Crashers?
My
Step
favorite
Brothers.
Movies, comedy movies, Wedding Crashers.
Oh,
I think that movie's
down the best.
So good.
It's the best.
Will Ferrell's only in it for like 5 minutes, but he just
no. He's got a,
so
he's got
good.
An important part to play though. Freaking screaming for the meatloaf.
Yeah,
yeah.
I almost nunchucked you. You don't even realize.
Start freaking crashing funerals. That's, and then he goes, he might
yeah,
be
I
a genius.
Yeah, I stopped crashing weddings. I crash funerals.
Yeah.
Funerals? Yeah, dude. The chicks are so horny. It's out of control.
Yeah.
And then you
what's
see
his,
him.
What's
and then
his name?
Flash-
it's freaking Chaz Michaels or something,
yeah,
right?
Chaz.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then so Owen Wilson's character is like, dude, I could never crash a funeral. And then it flashes forward to both of them at a funeral. And Will Ferrell's character is like fake crying. And it's like, Roger!
Damn you, Roger!
Damn you!
Yeah.
And he's like trying to riz up Roger's wife.
Like, yeah,
damn it, Roger!
Wife.
He doesn't even know this guy. It's just random.
He's telling her. He's telling Owen Wilson. He's like, yeah, her husband died in a plane gliding accident or something, right?
I'm dead.
Yeah. Yeah, he's funny in that one.
Yeah.
Okay, we can move off the movies so you guys could start chiming
in. If you want to chime in.
I got nothing to add with movies. I don't know.
Well, yeah, that's why we're going to... We can change topics.
Yeah.
I mean...
You didn't just hear what I said?
No.
You do lead pretty
clean
boring lives, though.
I'm hungry.
Yeah, I'm hungry, too, to be honest with you.
Probably just going to end the podcast and eat.
I don't know if that's a Sigma move or...
I think it's a Sigma move. This is the start of my villain arc, I think.
Oh, your villain arc?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was on one of those last night when I was at the gym.
Fighting demons?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the gym staff.
Man, you know what annoys me?
And the gym staff.
You know what annoys me? The We Go Gym TikTok kids. I can't stand those guys.
Oh, my God.
The 14-year-olds.
What's
you know
That's
that?
What they say.
They say, We Go Gym, We Go Gym. There were two kids
horrible.
At the gym today who were like by the leg press machine. And when they finished with the weight, they literally just threw it on the ground.
Nice.
There's just like 445 plates just sitting on the ground.
Oh, nice.
And then just
not even stacked up against something, like leaning
no,
on
like
something?
No, literally just on the ground.
Nice. Why even bother unloading the machine?
I don't know.
Seriously, it was just a waste of effort if you're just going to leave them on the floor.
Seriously. I don't know. They annoy me. They take up the machines. They take up all the benches. Everything.
They hit an 85 PR, and they sit there for half an hour. It's like, come on, man. I just want to go home.
I really enjoy watching people work with, like, 15 pounds. You know? That's pretty cool.
I always like when
not even like humble people, but like people that are arrogant about it.
Okay.
That's what I'm telling.
To wrap it up, so if this podcast still happens to exist by the end of summer, which it may not, I don't know, since you guys said you have like 3 viewers. and your giveaways have yet to draw in an audience.
Well, you don't know that.
If it still exists and I come back like on four. And you guys want me to talk about the thing I'm going to do this summer, you want me to, should I give you guys some lore?
Yeah.
Around this.
When you get back.
Drop it.
So this summer I'm going to Fort Knox, Kentucky for 35 days.
Yeah.
To like complete my like ROTC. So then once I graduate, I can commission. And we do a bunch of stuff. Like we're out in the woods for 2 weeks running like mock missions.
Sure.
Getting evaluated. We do like shooting, land navigation. But it's historically a massive, like everyone hates their life there. Just some of the things that go on are cadets. So that's like us. So all like 6,000 cadets in all the ROTC program, all the ROTC programs around the nation converge on Fort Knox for the summer. Mm-hmm. And you're put in like platoons of like 40 people for the whole summer for 35 days.
All right.
And this is Kentucky in the middle of June, July, so it's 100 degrees, 100% humidity. And something else is that in like the ROTC world, running these lanes, like there's people that know what to do and there's people that have absolutely no clue what's going on. And when someone that has absolutely no clue what's going on is put in a leadership position, it's funny.
Well, isn't that basically how the real army works? I mean, you get promoted based on your time, not really necessary qualifications, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
It will kind of, but with this summer thing, everyone passes. It just depends on how well you do. Right. People will do absolutely horrible and have like no clue what's going on. And then when a mission goes so poorly because the leadership is like terrible.
Yeah.
And people are like killing each other and like the whole platoon gets like killed.
Yeah.
And then you have to talk about it after. It's just
sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah. We're using blanks. Those are pretty fun.
Oh, okay.
So it sounds like an actual gunshot.
Yeah, that's good because that's like, you know, practice then versus if you were using like paintball guns or like Orbeez. An airsoft thing. Then your brain gets accustomed to hearing that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The we had like a mini FTX, so like a mini field training exercise for 3 days, and we were using the blanks, and we were walking through the objective after we like killed the enemy, and I like double tapped the guy with the blanks.
Yeah,
I was probably like from me to that cabinet, and the dude was posted up against a tree like dead, and I shot at him with the blanks.
Yeah,
and this guy runs over and like loses it on me. He's like, oh, you can't fire, blah, blah, blah. You're going to, like, hurt him. Like, it's a blank. Like, there's no bullet.
I was just going to say the bullet's been taken out,
I didn't get it, but it was fine.
Well, very cool.
Well, we'll be awaiting an update on
very
that.
Very cash money.
Yeah, it should be fun.
Let's know how the porta potties go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, that's about it. See ya.
Yeah.
Yep.